The Arkansas Department of Environmental Qualities decided to not renew its statewide general permit for federally regulated concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. The current general permit went into effect in late 2011 and was set to expire October 31st. A CAFO, a type of industrial animal agriculture, confines thousands of farm animals in one place for months at a time. Permitted CAFOs are authorized to store and land apply large amounts of manure, litter, or process wastewater in accordance with state nutrient management plans, as well as national pollutant discharge elimination system rules. ADEQ based its decision on a lack of CAFO applicants. CNH Hog Farm, which operates a 6,000-head swine breeding operation 6 miles upstream of the Buffalo National River near Mount Judy in Newton County, was the lone applicant. We contacted ADEQ for comment, but the agency did not respond. The Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, comprised of environmental activists, landowners, and recreationalists, have battled to shut down the federally permitted CNH swine farm. And President Gordon Watkins says the group is encouraged by the news.
My first reaction is it's a great first step. It's what we asked for in our comments on the renewal process. We asked that no swine CAFOs be permitted under the Regulation 6 general permit. So my reading of this is that permitting regime will no longer be in effect. There will be no general permits issued under Regulation 6, that's a good thing.
ADEQ will continue to permit CAFOs to operate under state Regulation 5 rules, but Watkins is calling for federal oversight of those farms as well.
An industry that has the potential of releasing significant amount of contaminants, that those permits should be administered under Regulation 6, but they should be administered under Regulation 6 individual permits only.
CNH Hog Farm filed a Regulation 6 permit renewal application April 7th of this year, as its CAFO permit is set to expire in October. It also filed a Regulation 5 state permit application. ADEQ says the swine CAFO will continue to be authorized until it decides what to do. In addition, ADEQ requested an impact study be conducted on a proposed permit by EC Farms, which also operates in Newton County, to spread swine sewage generated by CNH Hog Farms on its fields, also within the Buffalo National River watershed boundary area. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.